Amen. I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. I'm going to give you the good news first. Jesus is still on the throne. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's the good news. The bad news is war is fixing to start worldwide. It's already started. I mean, you got Russia sending drones into Europe and the Netherlands and various places, and NATO is getting geared up, US is getting geared up, and it doesn't look good. And the thing about it is, David asked the Lord and said, is this something we can well, I'm fixing to I wanted to say this first. I'm going to explain myself. I want to say this first, and you'll understand when I get to prayer. But anyway, it's going to be a worldwide war. Revelation, oh gosh, what did I say? 6 and 4, is that it? 6 and 1, 6 and 4. Okay. Yeah. Aha. Anyway, that's the war. And he asked the Lord, and Lord, is this something we can pray down? And the Lord said, nope. Said, you can pray for your family and you can pray for the chosen. Pray for the God's elect to escape. And what I want to do is, and it looks like also one other thing that the man child may be anointed tomorrow. Looks like. And we'll see. Okay. I'm going to pray the prayer of Psalm 91 over us and all of our family members. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge. You are our fortress and our faithful protector. Glory be to God. And I praise you for being the Almighty God who watches over every one of us and our families too, Lord. And today, we ask for and declare God's life, peace, and protection over this day, standing on the promises of Psalms 91 for us and our families. Cover us with your wings, Lord. Hide us in the shelter of your presence and deliver us from fear, from danger, from every unseen trap of the enemy. Glory to God. And let your truth be our shield. And we ask, Lord, that you send your angels to guard our steps and keep us in all our ways. And we won't be afraid of the arrows that fly by day, nor the darkness that creeps at night, because you are with us. You are our defense, our strong tower, and we trust in you, Father God. And we rest in your shadow, we walk in your strength, and we dwell in your love in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for your shield upon all of us and our families. Lord, we also pray that you grant repentance in this times ahead, because there's going to be a lot of fear out there, and it's going to draw people to you in a way that we've never seen before for this great revival that's fixing to happen. Lord, prepare us to be great and wonderful disciples of your word to these people. Lord, that we would disciple them, not just bring them to you, but disciple them and bring them and make mighty men and women of God out of them. And we praise you and we thank you for that, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that these times that we're in, that you would give us wisdom, discernment. We need discernment, a lot of discernment, Lord. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I praise you and I glorify you. And I thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is going to lead us and guide us into everything that we need to do in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and I thank you for the work that you've already done in us. And I thank you, Lord, for making our minds like Christ, that you would bring forth those words that we need in times of teachings, in times of discipleship, in times of whatever it takes, Lord. And I praise you for that in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. All right, anybody else?
Just a big amen, Michael.
Amen. Did I get the recorder going? Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Thank you, Jesus. All right, has anybody got any questions? Yeah, Julie.
I do have a question. How might this affect, even though it's not starting here in the United States, how might it affect everybody here in the United States?
Bombs, nuclear bombs.
Okay. That somehow we'll get pulled into it?
We're already pulled into it. We've already been pulled into it. When Trump sided with Ukraine,
Okay.
he cut
Thank
us
you.
off from Russia. I understand that was not a good move that he made, but he made it, so there we go. Pete Hedges says the Secretary of Defense has called all the top generals in to the Pentagon. First time that's ever happened since way, way long time ago. So, and NATO has done the same thing. And of course, Russia is gathering all their troops together as well. It's a worldwide thing here. Every nation will be affected. Anybody want to offer a prayer? Yeah, Andrew, go ahead. You can ask a question or give a comment.
I seem to remember somewhere in the Book of Revelation that there's two huge takings of people from the earth. People lose their lives, and I think it's a quarter of the world, and then a third or something like that. Anyway, and I can't remember where the verses are, but is this could. Could this be one of those wars?
David says
David
this is
says this
Rome.
is wrong.
I've got a
I've
bad
got a
feet
bad
bag.
feet bag. Oh yeah, that's me.
I forget the question now. What was the question? What was it,
It
Julie?
had to do about the timing of the quarter with the quarter and
Oh.
a third when that the timing of these things happen in Revelation of people going up.
David told me this is Revelation 6:4 war. That's what he thought it was. Let me read it for you. Well. And another horse came forth, a red horse. And to him that sat thereon, it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. That's the one he thinks it is. That's the worldwide war, World War III, a sure enough world war. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know. Yeah, I just forgot the question. Is it true that when the seals are opening, that the trumpets open perhaps at the same time, or do they come sort of later? When do the trumpets start coming in? Because I heard somewhere that the seals and the trumpets happen kind of in tandem, because
Yeah.
they almost sound the same, some of them. So that's my question.
Boy, it's been so long since I've been into that. Go ahead, Julie.
To answer
Just
your question
talk
about a third, Andrew, And I think the seals and the trumpets are happen in the same like parallel.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, parallel, yeah, simultaneously. And it is Revelation chapter 8, starting in verse 7, it says, "The first sounded trumpet, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and there were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the earth was burnt up, and a third part of the trees was burnt up, all the green grass was burnt up." Verse 8, "And the second angel sounded, as it were, a great mountain burning with fire, and cast it into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood." Verse 9, "And there died the third part of the creatures which were in the sea, they that had life, and the third part of the ships were destroyed." Verse 10, "And the third angel sounded, and there fell from heaven a great star burning as a torch, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters." In verse 11, "The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third part of the waters became wormwood, and many died in the of the waters because they were made bitter." In verse 12, so going on, this is, I guess, the last one. "And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, and a third part of them should be darkened, and the day should not shine for the third part of it, and the night in like manner." Does that sound like what you're thinking of, Andrew?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I could see how that could happen with bombs and nuclear things like that going off. And also, that planet's still out there, that meteor or whatever it is. So yeah, it looks like revival's fixing to start. Praise God. I remember the 9-1-1. People start going to church. They were filling churches up back in 2001, and it didn't last long. Didn't last long at all before they quit coming. Lord said, when he starts this time, he ain't gonna stop. It's going to be one thing right after another till we get out of here. Yep. But Lord, there's no fear in us at all because we've got you. Thank you, Jesus. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. All right, Missy.
And you said one thing right after another. It made me think of dominoes.
Yeah. Every nation will be affected. And those that aren't nations will be affected. A lot of changes is fixing. All we have to know is our hearts being prepared for this. That's what we want to do. We want to make sure our hearts are prepared for all of this so we can help people. We're not going to be walking around in fear and being afraid of everything that comes around. We're going to walk like Jesus walked and bring people into the kingdom. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead.
You spoke a bit there, Michael, about the spiritual temple of God. And it does say that in the last days they'll start saying, "Where is the promise of his presence?" And in 2 Peter chapter 3, and the presence is part of the spiritual temple of God, because it's that portion that is the Ark of the Covenant, where the presence of the Lord is. And I just never heard. I thought of that just recently when I was reading it, and I went, well, there's the promise of his presence. Because they say, ever since Father fell, all things remain the same. So there's darkness there for them. So praise God. Okay.
Yeah, you got to break it up there at the end, but we understood what you said. Let's see here. All right. Anyone else got a? Let me see. Did everybody hear? Vanita, did you hear what I said earlier? You and Barbara?
I did not. I just got on, so nope, I didn't.
Okay. Well, you didn't miss much. Just World War III has already started. That's all.
Oh.
No.
Was that an
Well,
extension of David's message from yesterday?
yeah, it's
No,
actually
more.
part of
Okay.
it, part of it, start of it. Pete Hegseth has called all the top generals in the U.S. to come to the Pentagon. Russia's doing the same thing, and also NATO is getting prepared for war. There's already skirmishes going on in Europe. Actually, in the Netherlands, I think it's in the Scandinavian countries that Russia is sending drones in there, and they're trying to they're shooting them down, trying to shoot them down. And that's war. So it's starting. The Lord says we're not to pray it down. This is of Him. He's gonna shake people out of their self, and he wants his chosen to come on out and be a part of it. So apostate religion is fixing to get a real good shaking because tribulation fixing to start. There's war starting. It's worldwide world war, and all the shaking's going to start. But the man-child ministry looks like it's going to be anointed tomorrow. Looks like. So we'll see. Yeah. Go ahead, Ben.
So obviously with the war, like obviously things need to happen. It's a sort of a progressive thing, but with tomorrow, with the anointing of the ministry of the man child, what should we expect from that? Should we expect, I don't know, some type of, well, sign, some type of, what would you?
Just look for the white horse. I can tell you this, that I believe that the resurrection will take place tomorrow sometime. The man child will be caught up to the throne, given the instructions, getting the anointing, what have you, and then sent to wherever. I think we'll be sent back here, of course, and but the other man childs, a lot of man childs will be coming here. That's what I'm been told, so we'll see. It'll be you'll know it. It'll be very telling. It'll be very telling. You'll know it because you're going to have a bunch of Jesuses walking around, and if you want to be in it, believe it. That's all you have to do is just believe it. It works just like being in the man child, being in a bride works the same. You just believe that you're going to be in it. I have faith to believe it. So what I would do if if you've got some baggage that you're carrying, I'd get rid of it. Just to put it mildly, has he? What, on treason?
Yeah, I just saw that on X that James Comey has been indicted.
Yeah, that's just the beginning.
Praise God.
Yeah. James Comey, Andrew and Ben, was the ex head of FBI for Biden. Obama.
Before it was,
Obama.
yeah.
Okay. I think I got all the songs in tonight. Has anybody got any prayer requests or any prayers they'd like to do? Yeah, Benita.
Yeah, I just wanted to pray for well, first of all, like my daughter, she's got that boat and she's decided to sell it. And so that's a good thing. But now Frank really wants to buy it. And I just like, no, that's like an albatross sitting on our backs. We do not need that. And we just don't need it. We just don't need a boat. That's like, you know, that's like such a worldly thing that we don't need. Just gotta leave it behind. That's not what we need. And so so that's going on. And then there's just all these little temptations, you know, the my cousin's just turning 60, and so all my four cousins are going to Egypt for her birthday. And I was like, oh, Egypt. I'm like, no, we can't go back to Egypt. No, we don't want to go back to Egypt. So I'm like, no, we're casting that down right now. We're not going to Egypt. So there's all these little things, but I just want to pray about that. Lord, we just thank you for the revelation to just put to death the desires of the flesh and all those worldly things that we just need to be focused and seeking you and seeking your kingdom, Lord. And more every day, it's becoming clearer and clearer, Lord. And we just bind those desires up and just blow them out of our house and our minds and our hearts and everything. We just don't want them here. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of that and putting our heart where it needs to be and focused on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What was that? How come I got a feedback?
I
What
don't
was
know. I'm
Benita?
quiet as a mouse over here.
Oh, okay, mouse. Go ahead, Julie. Was Missy first? I couldn't tell. Go ahead, Julie. I
Can go
mean,
first, Missy. You can go
Missy.
first. Go ahead, Missy.
But I'd like to add to Vanita's prayer, what all she was sharing. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to take that out of Frank's heart to want to buy that boat. And help Vanita just to rest. And I'm sure she's already given her opinion on it. Probably if anyway. So Lord, just help her to be at rest and leave it in your hands, Lord. And let you take it out of his heart, Lord. And I think Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you Vanita's family that wants to go to Egypt, well, that's gonna be X'd out real here soon. They ain't gonna want to be going out of the country because of this because of all that's going on in the world and the war it's on the cusp, if not actually started it. Not everybody knows yet what's going on, and don't realize that there's a lot of people asleep that don't even know that there's a war starting here. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that her cousins are going to get woke up quick to this, and they're going to repent and change their minds on wanting to go back to Egypt. Lord, thank you for taking them out of Egypt and taking Egypt out of them, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Julie.
That's kind of what I was thinking too, Missy. Just Heavenly Father, I thank you that when all this news comes out in the open about this world war and the things that are transpiring even right now, things that are happening, Lord, we just pray for your grace and mercy and wisdom and discernment on people everywhere. There's been so much war. There's been so much stuff in the news, some of it's true and some of it's not true about just the wars that have been happening in different parts of the world. But this is a very serious thing, Lord, and We just pray against all the apathy and all of the complacency about it, the dummying down. You just get dummied down to things about, like, it's kind of like seeing violence all the time. You just get used to seeing it. You get used to hearing all these evil things. You don't like it, but Lord, that this is serious, and that you would draw people to prayer, that you would pour out a spirit of prayer on your people, all of us, Lord, to really be praying for the leadership of these countries. And there is still nothing that you cannot do. You can lessen the effects of all this. It doesn't have to be nuclear. It doesn't have to be to the point where it doesn't have to be as bad as what it could be, I guess, is what I want to say. So, Lord, please put it in the hearts of the leadership, Lord, your will, and give wisdom to President Trump and all of the military, the generals, and everyone that Hedge, what's his name? The Department of War,
Edge
Hedge,
Seth.
Hesseth has drawn everyone together. Thank you, Michael. That you give them wisdom, you give them discernment, and that you would show them, God, that they would seek you in prayer. Even I know a lot of these people, they claim to be Christians, Lord, that they would pray together and seek you for counsel, Lord, because it says in your word to do that. And we know there's a lot of patriotism and that kind of thing in their minds. That's where they are. And but you use everything. So we lift them up to you, to the throne of grace, for your direction and help. And for us as well, Lord, that we know how to give answer to people when all these things start happening, that we would be at peace and at rest, and we would have answers for them. We would be pointing to Jesus. We would be pointing to the things that we're talking about in Revelation, and how you're bringing this to pass, because it has to happen, because you're bringing judgment, and we're at the end times, and there is war. Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars, but the end is not yet. And what that means. So there is going to be a time of tribulation and destruction and chaos and all these things on the earth, but our safe place is in you, and then we would be able to help people understand that. So give us all wisdom and the words to speak, Lord, to people that you bring in our path. I pray your blessing and grace upon the men, Lord, that you are calling to be in the man child, that they will be chosen for this time. We look forward to seeing the man child and following the man child, and being part of this incredible time in history, Lord, that the beginning of the end. Jesus, you're the beginning and the end, and the revelation of Jesus Christ for this time and what you're about to do, Lord. So help us all to be at rest and seeking your face and being diligent and wise and be prayerful about all these things that we're hearing. And I thank you, God, so much for the gift of tongues and being able to pray your perfect will when we don't know exactly what your will is about certain things and about certain people and the timing of these things. And we just put it in your hands, Lord, and we know that you are God and you're sovereign over all of this. And help us, Lord, just keep hanging on to you. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Woohoo. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Ben.
I'd like to add a prayer. Lord, I just got done to finish praying this with Dad, but I'd like to continue on with my brethren here. Lord Father God, again, thank you so much for all the things that you do, whether they're good or bad. All things lead to the good because we know how it ends. Lord Father God, we know that all these things need to happen. And so we thank you for it, Father, and that we don't get lost in what we need to do, or we get a little fearful of how we're supposed to act or what we're supposed to do or if we're in the right place. But Father, we know that you're just going to work it into us what we need to do, and we thank you for that. And you tell us that we need to keep looking forward unto the upward calling of Christ, and that hasn't changed, Father. And we thank you for this upward calling. And we thank you for this upward calling in these troubling times. We're going to see things that we're going to need to pray about. We're going to be with people that need you. And we thank you for all these opportunities that you're going to give us, Father, to give you glory, by your kingdom, and to bring heaven on earth so that people can see that you are the God that created this universe. And Father God, we just thank you so much for letting us be a part of that, because it's a great gift to be in service to an almighty God that gave you the grace to be able to serve him. We thank you so much for that. And I just pray a full anointing on all my brothers and sisters tonight, that they will be in rest, knowing that they're going to be ready for whatever you have coming for them. Even the ones that aren't part of this, that's part of this ministry, a part of this Zoom call or anything, but that all of my brothers and sisters across the world are ready for what they need to do. Warn the ones that still need to be warned, Father, and keep us, Father, because we know that you're the only reason why we can be kept in your grace. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Okay, Joe, go ahead. Thank you, man.
Michael, I'm not into any news. The news I hear, and it's from you people over there. But if I want to listen to news or catch up on something, what is the best channel or something to have a look at the news?
All right, I'm going to need some help with that one.
Hey, Joe, you sound kind of muffled tonight. I was having trouble hearing that myself.
I understood it.
Go for it, Benita.
Okay, I am.
He was asking where to go
My
to get...
My phone's just gone down. Just give me a few minutes. I'll be back now.
Okay. I'll just tell you, he was asking to know where to go to get the news, where the best site is to go to get the news of what's going on.
X, I guess, right? Yeah.
I mean, X is so huge. Is there a certain person or account that he should go to?
I'll tell you what, just type in Russia, NATO, and U.S. preparing for war. And you probably come up with something. Let's see, where did I see it? I saw it on YouTube. I saw it there on YouTube. So you can just go to YouTube and type in preparation for World War III for Russia, United States, and NATO, or the world, I should say. Okay, and I'm going to pray something myself. In the name of Jesus right now, I cast down all fear of war and all these things that happens because of it, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to take care of your elect. And I thank you for that. And I praise you, Father, for taking care of our families, too. And Father God, I pray that this first shaking would bring all of our family members into the kingdom in a mighty way. Thank you for it, Lord. Glory be to God. Okay. Anybody else? Josie, did you hear what I said earlier about World War III starting? Russia, NATO, and the U.S. seem to be gearing up big time for World War III, getting ready. Russia has already flown drones into some of the, I believe it's in one of the Scandinavian countries, might have been Denmark. And they tried to shut it down. Who is that? His phone wasn't working, he said. He who? Oh, Joe. Okay. But anyway, that's basically what's going on, what we've been doing. The Lord said not to pray it down, Jesse. We are to allow this is going to happen. He's doing it for one reason. He bring the chosen out of the apostate churches, and also to bring them out of what's that word I'm looking for? Complacency, and to get them serious about the Lord, and to clean up, get ready, because we're going to have a great discipleship coming up as far as revival going. It's one thing to get somebody saved, it's another thing to disciple them. We have to disciple them as well. All right, Missy.
Never mind. I was just looking on YouTube. You know how they have something that says it's live. Well, it's not really live. They just repeat it over and over and over. It was something that President Trump talked about yesterday concerning we could have World War III if the thing with Ukraine doesn't get settled. But
But it
anyway.
ain't settled. It ain't settled.
Yeah.
That place closed.
What was
Nothing.
that? Okay. All right. Oh, okay. He said Joe's phone wasn't working. Okay, I got you. Wasn't working right. All right, y'all ready to listen to some praise? Because you know what it is to pray. What is it to praise God? Somebody tell me. Yeah, Julie.
Is to boast on, brag on God and who He is and what He's done, and we already have the victory. We've already
Amen.
got it. He's already done everything for us. Pray and believe you have received, and we just boast on the greatness of His name and who He is. Let's glorify the Lord, right? And boast on Him, and He's an awesome God, and He's going to protect us, and He's our Savior in all things, and we already have the victory. So this world war is not a surprise to him. And we can rejoice and be glad and pray like we're supposed to, and just and know that he's in control.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that's what I think. Maybe someone's got more to that. There's a lot of scriptures about, praising the Lord. Hallelujah. We sing praise unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we got a lot of songs tonight. Y'all seem to like those long songs, and that. Okay. Well, the world gives you go through them. All right. Let's see here. Let me get back to where y'all are.
come with shouts of acclamation to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, oh my God, how great thou art. Then save my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
You sing it, Elvis. Glory to God.
In the shadow of your wings, Yahweh, the safety that you bring, mighty refuge, strong and sure, in your El Shaddai, my hiding place, mighty refuge, see your face. Adonai, my tower strong, in your safety I belong.
Create soul when dearest friends depart and all is darkened in the veil of tears, then shall you better know his love, his heart. Look to the day he wipes away your tears. Be still, my soul. Your Jesus soon will reign. From his own kingdom, we shall see his face. Be still, my soul. The hour is hastening on. When we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief and fear are gone. Sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still my soul. When change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last.
When y'all do this, what I'd like to, I'm going to ask you again to start putting the songs up there that you want with the lyrics so we can sing along with it. Thank you.
Joy, my King, in know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you whiter than snow. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside a current that moves and makes it come alive.
I see. God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey our God. My shame. Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing.
come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I'll sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God. What an awesome, awesome God you are. No one like you, none beside you. God, we worship you. You're worthy, you're worthy. With wisdom, power, and love. Oh, forever we sing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Yes, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God, what an awesome God. Thank you.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears will dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by my hand, leads me through that promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. No more burden to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by my hand, leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day. Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by my hand and leads me through that promised land, oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Sing out. Let it.
Distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send down your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God. Move, God. Come and move amongst us. We want to see your power. We
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
Oh. From the temple courts of Zion, hear the ancient song arise. Every tribe and every nation lifting praise up to the skies. In the language of the angels, in the tongue of David's throne, we declare your glorious names. Make your glory known.
The Hebrew declaration, Baruch Hashem, blessed be your name.
In every language you remain the same.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
before you, every tongue confess your peace. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, take your rightful throne. Hallelujah, you're worthy, you are God alone.
The endless praise, Baruch Hashem, blessed be your name.
Faithful and eternal one, creator God, you made the world and it was good. All in all, self-sufficient, so high above, but never distant, made for your love, fashioned from dust, you gave us breath, and it was good. All glory and honor, blessing and power, because your name alone is worthy, worthy forever. The praise is yours. We hid our face, separated, betrayed your heart, our glory faded, went our own way, gave up on love.
pray. He's like a tree planted deep by the streams, living on grace, living on dreams. The wicked may rise, but they and the strong. I'll sing of his mercy, I'll sing of his name. In the heat of the fire, he's still the same man. The Lord is my shepherd, I say oh now. He leads me to still waters. Oh, my soul, don't you flaunt. When I walk through the valley where the shadows creep low, I will fear no evil, 'cause his mercy still.
Elsewhere without your grace.
taking, but I'll stand unshaken, 'cause I'm called by His name. Though my mother forsake me, though my father may flee, Your mercy still holds me, it carries me free. I'll wait on You, Lord, my soul will not fear, for Your goodness and power keep drawing me.
Well, all right. Whew. I should have worn my shades on that last one. But Lord, we just thank You for the times ahead. We praise You, Father. And through Your grace and Your mercy, Lord, we'll all make it. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Father, for taking our hands and leading us through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be with us, guide us, lead us, give us wisdom and discernment for the days ahead. We thank You and praise You for this man-child anointing that's coming. Thank You for the bride's anointing as well. We praise You and thank You, Lord, for everything that's fixing to happen. Because we know it's all for everybody's good. In Jesus' name. All right. Y'all be blessed.